I now call this regular meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Could you please stand for a moment of silent reflection? Thank you. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest on the public agenda? Seeing none, that brings us to item four, minutes of the previous meeting. Councilor Levine?
I'll move the recommendation.
Second, Councilor Milosh? Is there any questions on that? Okay, seeing none. All those in favor? Carried. And just item six, 6.1, accounts payable. Councilor Milosh?
Move the recommendation.
Second, Councilor Levine? Is there any questions? Councilor Fujit?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I requested this information before, and Justin was very gracious and provided me with that. And it was Riviera Place. And it was to do with the water main. And Justin, if I could ask Antoinetta about this through you, to Antoinetta. The price is $38,397.01. This was brought out of our, this is paid out of our water rates.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, that water main project was budgeted in the 2015 capital water budget, so that definitely came out of the water rates.
Mm-hmm. And as a follow-up, it was approved in 2013. Is that correct? That's probably why I didn't remember.
It was approved in 2014, and then pre-engineering had begun on it in 2013. So I think they brought the engineering in 2013, and then the full project scope in 2014. Was approved.
Because the reason I was concerned, I thought it was one of those places that the time had lapsed, like it had with some of our roads and issues like that. That has nothing to do with this document, though. It has nothing to do with a performance bonds lapsing. It's just something that we had approved going back 3 years more.
That is correct. If it was approved in 2014, I apologize. We did have, that was the year that we kind of held off on a few capital projects until with the water and wastewater rates to make sure the finances were in order. And then, as Justin alluded to, we did the engineering, and then the actual work was performed last year, but it had nothing to do with lack of performance bonds. It's just when the work was performed.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 9.1, the Lay Member Drainage Board. Councilor Fryer?
I'll move the recommendation as presented.
Second, Deputy Mayor? Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 10. Councilor Milosh?
Move the recommendation to receive.
Second, Councilor Courtney? Questions? Councilor Pluja?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Justin. Regarding item number B, the tax sale registration and tax sale, it appears that in 2015 we had, is that correct, $2,388,527. By the end of this year, how much do you think it is possible that we can recoup out of that amount? Your best guess.
Well, through you to the councilor, that was the December 31st year, right? The year before was in and around the $2.3 million range. As you can see, these 79 properties equate for a very good chunk of of that in total receivable. And as you see, Council, we are working diligently as best as we can, following all the procedures to collect on those. Our goal is to have accounts receivable as low as humanly possible. We have progressed significantly in a downward trend the last 3 years, but to quote a number, I would have a hard time predicting that. I would like to see it under 2 million, but I can't really predict where we're going to end up on that. We can just work diligently to continue on the process of collection.
And thank you for that, Justin. And I really appreciate the fact that you and the administration are working very diligently to try to collect from people that are in, you know, for whatever reason they're doing, put in their taxes, and that you worked out a plan with them, and they appear to be willing, and, you know, they're proceeding to pay off their debt, and I appreciate that. I just wish that we could somehow or other get recoup this $2.3 million.
Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Paula. Paula, did we pass item 10A, the annual treasurer's report? Did we go through that? I don't think we went through it.
We're currently on it.
If I may?
Yep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It's in the, it's in with the current motion that's on the floor.
So they're together?
Yes.
Okay, then I have another question.
Sure.
Follow up. The extension agreements, it says that after the registration of the tax arrears certificate and before the expiry of the 1 year period following registration date of the tax arrears, the town of Gammonsburg cannot accept partial payment on the tax accounts. Why is that?
But if not, Elka can do probably a better job answering that question than I can, so I'll defer to her.
What was the question?
Sorry, Elka.
Councilor Courtney?
Oh, I'm sorry. The part where it says that before the expiry of the 1 year period following registration date of the tax arrears, after the registration of the tax arrears certificate and before the expiry of the 1 year period, the town of Emmitsburg cannot accept partial payment. Why is that?
That's actually legislated through you, Mr. Mayor. That's legislated that we cannot accept payment. We can accept payment prior to the actual issuance of the tax sale registration certificate, which is just approximately a 6 to 8 week period after we send the files to the external people who look after for us. During the period between when it's registered and when the actual, you know, the 1 year term, which is when we can advertise the properties for sale, we're just not permitted to take any partial payments. It's legislated that way.
Councilor Melange.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 8 talks about a property that's vested by the town, and page 80 talks about a write-off of arrears. Is it more, are we just reclassifying the receivable as a tangible asset?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Once the property goes through its final transition sale documents, then we will be reclassifying that out of accounts receivable into a tangible capital asset. So you're correct.
We bring the asset onto our books at the value of the tax. Is that
that's
right?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilor Fryer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On item A, the annual treasurer's report for council, if you look on page 72, through you to Justin, IRCA board, it shows the total fence viewers committee instead of the IRCA board committee.
In the title there. Sorry about that.
Underneath, there's fence viewers, livestock, IRCA, and at the total, it shows fence viewers again.
Yeah, I see that there.
But just a comment on that, I think it's great this, so the residents can see actually where each councillor, the money they get, what they're doing, the travel, the expenses, mileage, who's spending money and getting trained, not trained. So I appreciate the detailed report, and I'm sure the residents will appreciate that too.
Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Elka.
Yes.
Is this the norm of 3-year period to allow people to pay their taxes?
Yes, yes.
Is that the same in all municipalities?
It's standard across board for all municipalities, not for
that's correct.
Any other questions? Councilor Pusha?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Regarding number C, the accommodation review, I just wanted to point out that council had been informed that the CAO was going to give his presentation to council on February 22nd. And if that had been done at that time, I believe council would have been privy to the information and would have been able to point out any concerns they had instead of it being presented to us at the very last minute, and it kind of tied our hands. And I think that's why there was so much dissension on that evening. So in the future, I would ask that when it's stated that we're supposed to receive a report, that we do receive that report on time.
I think there was extenuating circumstances that kept the report from being produced on that timeline, including discussions with CAO, I believe, from the school board. But it is up to council to reprioritize if we want reports moved around as far as dates go. Yeah, Councilor Pusha?
Yes, and with all due respect, Mr. Mayor, when council is informed that we're going to receive an item on a certain date, and especially a very important report such as that, we should have been given a heads up. Not once were we told, oh, we're having problems with this, we can't get it to you on time. And it's, in my opinion, it's extremely disappointing to receive it at the very last minute. We didn't even receive it as a supplementary so that we could review it before we came in. It was presented to us. We all saw it together the same as the time as the public saw it. And it's just very unfortunate, and I think that's what caused so much dissension amongst the members of council.
Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Referring to the same accommodation review item 10C, I just want to go on record to say that under the proposed plan that the school board has, and I've highlighted it, the board would apply for funding approval from the Ministry of Education to proceed with the construction of a permanent addition and renovations to Stella Maris, with the intent of having the work completed for start of school in September 2017. From past history, that will not happen. When you're dealing with the ministry, okay, it can go years. We had a school in Windsor, St. Bernard's, that was crumbling, okay? It took years to get any type of satisfaction. You've got school boards petitioning the government all across the province, okay, that want new schools, that want additions, okay? If this happens, I think I'll have to kiss a pig or something, because from past experience, this will not happen. So my belief is you will see portables at Stella Maris for quite a while to come. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. We'll see what happens. Thank you.
Your Worship and members of council, I think what I'm trying to give council the heads up on with regards to any accommodation review now going forward, and I think that's the most critical thing that we need to, as a council, get a good understanding of, is the province is now allowed for school boards to adopt a modified accommodation review. What that actually means, council, is that school boards can close a school in 2 months. One public meeting, and at the next meeting they would be able to vote on that meeting. So on the issues. So what that actually means is, from a public consultation perspective, that has been significantly reduced. And it does raise concerns because, as the community is well aware of, when we went through the review with regards to General Amherst and Western, those solutions and those recommendations were driven through the community. The community was stakeholders at the meeting, and the community, through the group that was selected by the board, came up with recommendations for the board's consideration. What you'll be seeing now from a modified accommodation review is that it will be an administrative recommendation that will be tabled with the community, and it will be an administrative recommendation that the board will be agreeing or disagreeing with. So it's just for council's consideration and to keep on the radar, because it will affect all communities going forward, as I believe the ability to have public consultation, if they accept or if they undertake a modified accommodation review, is that there is a far significant less public consultation process. So I just want council to be aware of that, that in the future, if there's any other school closures and they take this process, because it's up to the board, they have approved the policy allowing them to do that, that we could be having to react or put a position forward far faster than we've ever had to in the past. So I just want council to be aware of that.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Consent correspondence, item 11. Councilor Fryer?
So move the items be received.
Second. Councilor Levine? Any questions? Councilor Melange?
With respect to the resolution from the town of, thank you. With respect to the resolution from the town of Aurora, I would like to a direction to administration to forward correspondence to the town of Aurora with support from the town of Amherstburg. The town of Aurora are questioning the OMB jurisdiction, and I have to agree that OMB's decision should be limited to questions of law, unless the municipality decisions are, what they said, are contrary to the process or the rules. And so there seems to be some a concern about OMB's authority of late or in the past. So I would have to agree that the town of Aurora is trying to put something forth that, you know, limits their, again, the discussions or the decisions to a question of law. Seeking support on that.
Okay. First, we need to receive the items, and then I can come back. Councilor Fryer?
Same thing. After we receive it, I'd like to speak on and make a motion to continue with item A, and we do the advertisement for the Essex County Steam and Gas Engineering. So.
Any other issues? Councilor, Deputy Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. That the item that Council Melange just brought up, that was passed by County Council recently also.
Okay. Any questions on the reports or the correspondence? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. We'll go back to Council Melange first.
Sorry, I didn't realize I stepped out of place with that. Again, I'm looking for a direction, I guess, to administration to forward correspondence to the town of Aurora with support from the town of Amherstburg. Again, for the reasons I've already stated.
Is there a second? Councilor Fryer? Any other comments or questions? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. And Councilor Fryer?
I'll make a motion that council continue in 2016 with the annual show book, Essex County Steam and Gas Engine Museum advertisement of, it looks like a quarter page that we've done in the past. We can approve that tonight because the deadline is April the 9th.
Second, Deputy Mayor. Any comments or questions? All those in favor? Carried. Is there any other items anyone wishes to address there? Okay. 12. Councilor Levine?
I'll move the recommendation.
Second. Councilor Pouche? Any questions? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. Brings us to unfinished business. Any unfinished business? Councilor Pryor?
Just curious, through you to Antonetta, the light for Willow Beach, when that would be coming back to council.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm hoping to have for the next agenda. I'm just waiting for a quote from an electrical supplier because you asked to get a quote on solar and wind powered light. I haven't received the number yet, but that's the only thing I'm waiting for, so I'm hoping next agenda.
If I can, I'll send the correspondence to Antonetta. I have a lampshade that does solar on top, and our wind, it's a Whirlybird type, and solar panel, so it does actually both. So regardless if it's sunny or not, if there's any wind, which normally by the lakes there is, maybe we can look at doing something like that to get that light off the grid, and I think it'll self-suffice itself. So.
Is there any other items? Okay, scene. Yep.
One. It's not finished yet, but some residents concerned already about Texas Road. The new portion of it, if anybody's driven down it lately, I understand. I talked to Todd after last meeting, and he said yes, it does kind of go up and down to where the catch basins are. But if you go down there, there's no catch basins, and it looks like an old washing machine that you would go across. It's already getting like a washboard effect on it, so I don't know what the final inspection has to be, but we have to be very careful in how we're going to go about approving. We've already had a situation with Sandwich Street where we already gave performance back to them, so I'm just cautioning council to make sure that Texas Road, I know it's high on our list, we finally got it done, this council, and all the fanfare with it, but I want to make sure we're done. We do it right, and then we're not going back to it in a couple of years.
Councilor Melange?
Further to Councilor Fryer's comment, I drove it down today, and I was surprised on the waviness of that road. You know, today's technology with laser levels and stuff like that, why that road is so up and down, that's just is a concern. I made a note of myself as I drove down today.
I think, once again, we don't have the final product as of yet. The road was engineered, I would understand it to be from a professional engineer with regards to the grades and things of that nature. So if council is asking for, we'll ensure that it's built to the design. And I guess what I'm hearing from council is possibly having a third party review it. Is that what I'm sort of hearing? Because the engineer that designed the road, which is Spencer's, RC Spencer, they're certifying that all of the installations are done in accordance with the specification that was developed. So unless Antonetta, you have anything else to add, I would imagine that that's what's going to continue to happen.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the CEO is correct. We've shared the concerns with RC Spencer and COCO. They've indicated that they don't see any major issue right now. That's just the base. We will have final asphalt, and any issues that there might be will be corrected in the final product. However, we will discuss it again and just ensure that they obviously deliver the final product that they're supposed to.
Just to follow up, I guess, you know, just before, Mary, your parents' house on Texas Road, it dips so far down and it comes back up, and catch basins, I understand if you're gonna design the road that way to go to a catch basin, but from the length of this road, it looks like a washboard in certain sections. Unless you're gonna put 6-8 inches of asphalt down, you're not gonna correct the problem.
Deputy Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Do we have a, through you, Mr. Mayor, to our CAO, do we have a right to, like, ask them to come out and look at it with us and see what their response is? I mean, if it's as bad as what Councilor Fryer's saying, I think we should be looking at it sooner than later. That's my opinion.
Fair enough. Through your worship to Deputy Mayor. I understand Councilor Fryer's concern, and once again, from the typical process, there's independent review, which is done by R.C. Spencer, which the town has engaged R.C. Spencer to confirm. We also have additional project oversight from the town, so we have two bodies basically reviewing it. But I understand what your concern is, Council, and Antoinette and myself will take a look at it, and we'll see what we can do to confirm or address any of those issues going forward.
Councilor Boucher?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to the CAO, just for a point of clarification. So does R.C. Spencer, they design the road and then they approve it? They check to see if there's any deficiencies?
They are the owner of the design. So they design the road on behalf of the town. They're required as professional engineers practicing the province of Ontario to certify that the road has been installed as per their design. So they are liable for their design, and they're liable to ensure that that the design and the installation used to install the road is done in accordance with their design. So, I mean, I can refer to legal, to Mark from legal to add to that, but that's my understanding.
Sure. Through you, Mayor. Again, you have a number of processes in place here to ensure that the roadway is constructed, designed and constructed in accordance with the standards that were put out. I understand this is base asphalt, so there is going to be some settlement. I'm also an engineer, so we've had that happen before, but it is prudent to look and see, you know, kind of the parameters that you're dealing with at this point. While it is in this year period, I think it would be prudent to convene a meeting and take a look at what we have and look at our options. If we think that that settlement, if it is indeed settlement, is out of the ordinary, and have a plan of action to correct that.
Councilor Boucher?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Mr. Galvin. The reason I bring that up is for the same reason that Councilor Fryer brought it up. It was approved by the engineer for Sandwich Street, and they signed off on most of the deficiencies, well, what we view as deficiencies. And so once they do that, it makes it very, very difficult to go back in and try to correct major sections of that road if they don't agree with us. So that's why I agree with Councillor Fryer and Councillor Melange and Deputy Mayor that that it would be in our best interest to make sure that it will be investigated and corrected if necessary. And if we have to, maybe it should come back to council and we could get another opinion.
We will definitely convene a meeting with the contractor and our engineer, for sure. And then based on that outcome, we'll advise council.
Councilor Fryer?
Part two to the unfinished business is when, I know we're waiting for spring, but to give the residents at least a couple weeks heads up when construction is going to commence on part two and then the final completion, if we can get a timeline from R.C. Spencer and our FOCO, so that way the residents will know well ahead of time and maybe advertise that in the RTT.
Any other unfinished business? Okay, new business. Councilor Melange.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Due to the recent article in the Windsor Star regarding the recouping of costs for firefighting services from insurance companies, I would like to make the following motion: that council direct administration to investigate the feasibility of recouping cost for firefighting services in the town of Amherstburg and report back to council.
Second, Deputy Mayor. Any discussion? Councilor Pouche?
We just, to my knowledge, we just passed a number of issues regarding recouping costs from fire, regarding fire calls. If so many men had to go to an open burn, we were going to charge this amount. If there were more men that had to, men and women that had to go out, I thought we covered everything in that bylaw that we just passed. Mm-hmm. Over to that, we just advertised for it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, with respect to Councilor Melosh's request, there was an article in the Windsor Star recently with respect to Chief Kistner of Kingsville looking to recoup for fire services or emergency services for structure fires. We do not currently recoup costs for structure fires.
Councilor Pryor?
So is the motion specifically to structure or to recouping all costs? Because the question came to me too this past week is through you to the fire chief. Is each owner of a business in Amherstburg every year going to have an $80 charge for a fire inspection? Because in the advertisement for the RFTT, it showed that businesses had an $80 charge.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to the councilor, that is our intent. As the way the bylaw reads right now, if we're going there to do a license inspection, they will be billed.
So further, license inspection, hair salon, or what do you mean by license?
If they are required to have a business license, the bylaw that requires them to be inspected on an annual basis.
Through your worship to Councilor Fryer, there is a list of businesses that are exempt from that. So professional services, for example, like if you're an engineering company or legal, you're not required to have the annual inspection. So there is a list of businesses that are exempt from that. Am I correct, Chief?
You are correct.
Maybe that might help if we can advertise that, what businesses are exempt and which ones would be affected. So food services, things like that, I can understand.
Yeah.
But, like you said, if it's an engineering firm or a law office or something like, we have to be able to not have everybody look at it and say, wait a minute, this is another fee I'm going to pay. I already paid high taxes. I don't want to continue to get feed to death. And that's the exact words that were given to me over the phone. So.
No, it's a fair concern. We'll look at expanding our notification period, but I believe that was the intent, is only those that are required.
Councilor Levine, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I was addressed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deputy Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just want to make note that Ms. Nicole Rubley answered a concern about what you brought up. And I think she gave him a satisfactory answer. That's all I'll say. But you're going to ask her.
No, you're not.
There was a business in Amherstburg that had the exact concern you were talking about, the $80.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an answer for it where it wasn't.
Yep.
Okay. I think we can still advertise it.
Yes.
There's one business for the question. There's always more. Any new, any other new business? Oh, sorry.
It's a
motion. It's a motion, yeah, on the motion.
Just for clarification, is it just structures?
Yes.
What do you mean?
It's just structures. So it is just structures?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor? Carried. Any other new business? Okay, report from in-camera session.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council met at 8:50 p.m. on February the 22nd for a special in-camera meeting and discussed one item as provided for under Section 239 of the Municipal Act. Item A was unfair labor practice proposed resolution heard under Section 239(2)(d) of the Act. and there is nothing further to report on that matter. Council met at 5:05 p.m. on February the 29th for a special in-camera meeting and discussed one item as provided for under Section 239 of the Municipal Act. Item A was legal invoices heard under Section 239-2F of the Act. The legal invoices were heard before Council for approval in item 6.1 of tonight's agenda.
That brings us to notices of motion. If we have any. And 17.1, confirmatory bylaw. Councilor Frayer?
I move the bylaw.
Second. Councilor Levine? All those in favor? Carried. Brings us to item 18. Councilor Levine?
I'll move that council go into an in-camera session directly following this, pursuant to Section 239 of Municipal Act 2001, as amended for the following reasons. Item A, SureRight contracting litigation update, Section 239-2F, advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose.
Second, Councilor Pouget. All those in favor? Carried. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, we will move in camera. Is it recorded?
No, it isn't.
Okay, motion to resume. Councilor Levine, Deputy Mayor, all those in favor? Carried. And someone needs to move.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Council just met in camera with respect to item A, which was Town of Amherstburg versus Sherway Contracting Windsor Limited. Under Section 239-2F of the Municipal Act. And the motion before Council for consideration is that administration be authorized to settle the matter with Sherwood Contracting Windsor Limited, whereby the claim will be dismissed on consent without costs, and upon dismissal of the matter, Sherwood Contracting Windsor Limited be allowed to bid for future Town of Amherstburg works pursuant to the Town's procurement policy.
Councilor Melange, move the motion. Second, Councilor Fryer. All those in favor? Carried. Motion to adjourn. Deputy Mayor, Councilor Melange, all those in favor? Carried.